Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we're the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Jade, Billy Paul, Ethan, Connor, Kieran, Bethany and myself, Oscar. Coming up, we have the top 10 singles and album charts, local news, interesting trivia and lots more. We hope you enjoy the show. Hi, it's Oscar here. Here are your top 10 singles of the week. Starting with number 10, Without Me, Hazley. At number 9, Lost in the Fire by Jess Stephenson. At number 8, played by Jax Jones and Years and Years. At number 7, Giants with Calvin Harris and Rag and Bowman. At number 6, Thank You Next by Ariana Grande. At number 5, Sunflower by Post Malone. At number 4, Dancing with a Stranger, Sam Smith. At number 3, Wow by Post Malone. At number 2, Nothing Breaks Like a Heart, Mark Ronson. At number 1, Sweet But Psycho, AVO Max. Now the top 10 albums of the week. Number 10, Divide, Ed Sheeran. Number 9, Dua Lipa by Dua Lipa. Number 8, Odyssey, Take That. At number 7, Mamma Mia, soundtrack by various artists. At number 6, 50 Years, Fleetwood Mac. At number 5, Always In Between, Jess Glynn. Number 4, A Star Is Born, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. At number 3, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. At number 2, Staying at Tomorrow's by George Ezra. At number 1, The Greatest Showman by various artists. That's it for this week. Catch you next time.
Hi, it's Ethan here with all your local non-events. Chancel Chase. The Chancel Chase is a brand new event for 2019 and it's happening on Sunday, 27th January. The Chancel Chase is a division which will start at Chancel Pottery Cafe with a run to West White Sports and Community Centre and then a cycle back to Chancel Pottery Cafe. To enter the chase, it costs £10 and Chancel Pottery Cafe will be open during an event to serve out delicious hot food and beverages. The chase begins at 11am at Chancel Pottery. Proceeds will help to fund the charity that runs the centre for Remember Your Running Shoes. That's it from me with your local events. Catch you next week.
Hi, this is Connor with the local island news. Demands for ice rink to reopen. A new survey has shown that potentially there are 1,800 ice skaters who would benefit from an ice rink on the island. Despite the sad closure of the ice rink at Ryde more than 2 years ago, Ryde Arena campaigners say results have shown that there is still a continuing demand for ice skating. The survey is said to have prompted island residents to show their ongoing support for facilities, with around 1,300 people responding. Responses came from all across the island and showing there are a strong interest in other arena activities such as ice hockey, concerts, refreshments, a sports bar, a gym, sports shop, and figure skating. Scoring the highest in the survey was a desire for ice hockey, ice dance, and skating lessons, even possibilities of curling and football on ice. Chair of White Ice Leisure, Malcolm Marshall, said, "It's just amazing how strong the support for ice skating and the arena still is on the island." He added, "We hope to see the return of good ice skating facilities to the island before too long and are looking at ways that could be achieved." With the ever-popular growing interest in TV programmes such as Dancing on Ice and the recent Torville Adine drama at Christmas time, new generations are becoming inspired. Let's bring some ice tactic sparkle back to the island. Well, that's it from me this week for local island news. Catch you next time.
It's Bethany here. Food fans, I've been cooking this week. Here is your weekly recipe. Salted caramel popcorn. The ingredients you'll need are 400 ml of double cream, 200 ml of milk, 140 grams of toffee popcorn plus a little to serve, 2 gelatin leaves, 4 tablespoons of caramel from a can, and half a teaspoon of flaky sea salt. To make your yummy salted popcorn, pour the cream and milk into a large pan, add the popcorn and bring into a gentle simmer, pushing the popcorn under the liquid and squashing gently on the bottom of a pan. Bubble for 1 minute, then remove from a heat, transfer into a jug and chill for at least 6 hours or preferably overnight. Strain the popcorn cream back into a clean pan and gently reheat, discarding the remaining bits of the popcorn. Meanwhile, place the gelatin leaves in cold water to soften for 3 to 5 minutes. When the popcorn cream is steaming and the gelatin is soft, remove it from the water and squeeze out any excess drops. Place in it the hot popcorn cream and stir until dissolved. Set aside to cool a little. Mix the caramel with the sea salt. Start with 1/4 teaspoon taste and add more if you think it needs it. Divide the salted caramel between 2 glasses, pour the popcorn cream on top and chill for at least 2 hours overnight. Serve each glass topped with a few pieces of toffee popcorn and dive in. That's it from me with your weekly recipe. Catch up next week.
Hi, it's Gamer Kieran here. I'll be reviewing a game today which I've been playing on the PS4 recently, which is Drive Club. I know the game is 5 years old, but it is one of the best selling games on the PlayStation 4. It does have stunning graphics and the cars look so real, it does not feel like I'm playing a game. You have lots of types of cars, from Formula 1 cars to super fast racing cars, but you can download some of these cars from the PlayStation Store. Gameplay was okay, but some of the cars were hard to steer and drift. Apart from that, they are perfect. You have lots of different maps to race on with yourself, or grab along your friends to challenge them in a race, but PlayStation Plus is required to play online. If you have PlayStation VR headset, you can use it in the game just like you're there racing to the finish line. I would give this game a 9 out of 10, but if this sounds like a game you'd like to play, head to your gaming shop, download it from the store, or buy it on the net. That's it from me this week, catch you next time.
We have been the Dragons of St. George's. It's goodbye from us, and make sure you tune in next week.